I'm Councillor Anne Edgeworth and I'll be chairing the meeting. On my left, I have Councillor Angela Loughran, and on my right, I have Councillor Tony Pearce. And can I now go around the table and ask people to introduce themselves, please?
I'm Andrew Bailey, I'm clerk to this morning's meeting.
Andrew, you want to stand with us as a manager?
I'm John Lovett, I'm the operations manager for the Trenton Estate.
I'm Hannah Cope, I'm the senior events coordinator for the Trenton Estate.
I'm Stephen Baggett, I'm the health and safety manager and the facilities manager for the Trenton Estate.
I'm Simon Turner, I'm the legal services manager. I'm advising the committee today to make sure that everything's complete.
Thank you very much. Can I ask everyone to switch their phones off, please, and put them on silent? And then just to remind everybody that this meeting is being recorded. Ms. Cope, can I ask, were we your spokesperson or were you yours wanting to speak?
Yeah, I think we, for the way the estate's set up, I think depending on the question, depends on who answers, that's why we're
right, okay. But the main spokesperson will be.
It'll likely be me, I think.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just remind me again, your name is?
John Lovett.
John Lovett. Yeah. Thank you, John. You don't mind me calling you John, do you?
No, of course.
Thank you. Okay. Julie, would you mind now please outlining the application, please?
The purpose of this report is to consider two full variation applications for Trenton Water Limited, which is Trenton Estate, Stone Road, Trenton, Stoke-on-Trent. On the 10th of May 2022, the Council received two applications for full variations of the licence for Trenton Estate, Stone Road, Trenton. The applications were made by Hannah Cope, Senior Events Coordinator of Trenton Estate. The two variations within Trenton Estate are their events area, Events Arena 1, and the amphitheatre to increase the number of events held. Events Arena 1 are currently licensed for 6 events in the events field and would like to extend this number to 12. The amphitheatre is currently licensed for 15 events and they would like to extend this number to 20. There's been one relevant representation objecting to these two variations, which are attached in the appendix. The recommendation is that the committee is asked to consider this report and determine whether to grant the variations as applied for. Obviously, the procedure for meetings of the licences of the committee is attached to this report.
Thank you very much, Julie. My understanding is that the objector will not be present at the meeting. So could I ask Julie again to read out the objector's declaration, please?
The objection is, as I read it as it states, Dear Sir, Madam, I've seen a public notice at the entrance to Trenton Gardens regarding an application by Trenton Leisure Limited to increase the number of events held. I wish to register an objection to this application. I live within close proximity to Trenton Gardens. The basis for my objection is, number one, noise. My house is directly affected by the traffic in and out of Trenton Estate. We live directly opposite the entrance to the estate and can clearly hear the music, which is played quite loudly until late into the evening. There is then the noise from the guests leaving the events to contend with, who are often under the influence. You'll have to forgive me there, I've read that wrong. There is then the noise from the guests leaving the events to contend with, who are often under the influence of alcohol and are very loud and quite often using bad language. We strongly feel that our lives will be negatively impacted by an extension to the number of events in terms of noise and pollution from vehicles. Number two, disturbance. The current levels of events already causes significant disturbance to our weekly routine. When there is an event, the level of traffic into and out of the estate completely blocks the roundabout and connecting roads, meaning we're often unable to leave, access their relevant drive, which severely impacts our ability to get to and from work. The road upon which we live is also used as an extension to their parking lot, and driveways are continuously blocked by inconsiderate drivers with no monitoring of this from Trenton Leisure staff. In addition to this, residents own the vehicles parked on the necessary road have been damaged. It's also seemingly used as a collection point for revelers, leaving the evening concerts with taxis waiting and being hauled well after midnight. There have also been occasions of partygoers waiting, setting up chairs, drinking and singing, or sleeping over in camper vans on the corner of the said drive. This causes considerable noise and disruption to residents. Number three, overlooking and loss of privacy. The increased number of people walking past, parking and waiting for lifts results in a loss of privacy to our property. And number four, nuisance. We consistently have wine and beer bottles and general litter thrown into our garden on the days, nights of the events. The most extreme being shopping trolleys and deck chairs being left behind, and there is often evidence of urination. We've already reported these issues and concerns to the Office of Trenton Estate, but were met with a totally unsatisfactory response, leading us to lodging this objection. In our opinion as residents, if Trenton Leisure wish to extend or expand the number of events, we feel that extra provision should be made in terms of access to and from the estate. The estate has continued to grow over the last 10 years, but there has been minimal extension to access, which continues to be a significant issue. We also feel that resource should be allocated to ensure neighbourhood parking and littering is monitored by Trenton Leisure staff on event days.
Thank you very much for that, Julie. Could I ask John then to give your
comments on the panel?
Can I just come in there, Chairman? So it's a bit unusual because we usually have a bit of a two-sided conversation and question and answer. Obviously, it's difficult. You can't ask any questions because Mr. Hughes isn't here.
Yeah.
Members can't ask any questions. So we've merely got that email. So all you'd usually do here was make your point here, but it's a bit artificial. I mean, from a legal point,
I can answer a few.
That's fine. Can I just say to the members, there are a lot of matters in that email that aren't actually relating to the licensing objectives, so they're not matters that can be addressed by this committee. If that assists, that's clear.
Do you want to go on?
I wrote some notes down on the back of. I can make some comments on
Maybe you start with that, and then we'll hear from you generally about your application and how you want to take it forward.
The last time we have a registered complaint from that postcode is 2017. That's the last time they made an official complaint, and that is registering to noise. We don't have anything at the estate where they've come in and reported anything that we have registered that they're saying that this stuff is happening. So we've not got anything in writing to say that these issues have been going on since 2017.
Right.
And I'm quite happy to accept that there might be some issues going on, but nothing is registered since 2017, and that's 5 years ago, which is a long time. Since 2017, we've made a lot of changes. We've changed the security company that we use. We've changed the car parking system that we use for getting cars out, because I will completely accept that on certain events, 5 years ago, it would take us over 2 hours to get the cars out of the car park. At the minute, if we've got a full event, it takes us 45 minutes to clear a full car park. It's not, we move forward from what they're complaining about. But also, we can't control what people are doing outside of the estate. We can go and manage the best we can, but once they leave the estate, that's them.
Yeah.
But I would really dispute if they were here about what's been happening, what's been dumped in your garden, because Paddock Rise as a whole, if I could show you a map, is really small. There's nowhere to even park a camper van, so there's no way anyone has been able to stay overnight because there's nowhere to even park said camper van that people are staying over. I understand people may egress and go past their premises, as they do further afield, and they will travel to Newstead, Lurton, everywhere like that. They will carry on. They are just passing an address, but we make sure that we finish the music on the summer concerts they're referring to at 10 p.m. We're licensed till midnight. We finish the music at 10 p.m. and then we get them off, and 9 times out of 10 the majority of the site is cleared by 10:45. So we've got plenty of times within the license where we could still be playing music and then exiting people, but we don't. We finish at 10 p.m. we leave early. This stuff hasn't been reported, and with relation to parking, like I've said, we understand a few years ago, and the complaint probably, I would imagine, if they were here, I could probably speak to them was it round fireworks, Christmas lights, stuff like that, because I completely accept that when we used to do fireworks and we used to do the Christmas light switch on, that everyone was parking everywhere, and we saw that, but we now don't do a bonfire night, we don't do a Christmas light switch on, we've not been doing them things for the last couple of years. So it almost feels like this objection has come from events that we aren't doing anymore. It doesn't feel like an objection from the summer concerts.
Thank you for that, John. Thank you very much. Yeah. Would you like to do your application now? Put a report on that, please. Or Hannah's doing that issue.
Yeah. So the only variation we wanted to make to it was obviously to increase the number. Did it mean that we were going to necessarily do every, you know, max out the capacity of the events? It was more this year in light of the Jubilee and future celebrations, it would be nice to have the capacity to be able to do them. So the licences we have on the amphitheatre for, you can probably tell me how long the concerts have been going on for, have always, that's all we've ever done on there. So we want to diversify the programme and include things like our outdoor cinemas, which we started a couple of years ago to try and bring families in, just to try and encourage the local residents to come for something that's a bit different and to try and grow what we do. So we want the flexibility really to be able to extend the amount that we can possibly do throughout the whole year to 20, which would give us a bit of a buffer basically. And yeah, so this year it would have been for something to do with the Jubilee, which we didn't do in the end, but in future it would be nice to be able to be a part of those kind of community events as well.
Well, thank you for that. Right, now we'll open it up to questioning actually, you know. Can I just start by saying you've got no finishing time on your application? Why? Why is that? You've got 8 o'clock with no finish time on it.
Did you post to the page?
She said that for them.
Yeah, we sent it in. They came back to us. We corrected it. We sent it to their man.
Is it there?
Which one?
Because the hours the premises are open to the public is till midnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I
was
to
It says there on page 8 of the report.
Yes.
So
yeah. Can I ask also, will all the staff be fully trained in, you know, whatever event you're putting on, will be able to be fully trained and looking after?
Yes, will we employ a security company called Capricorn? They are employed to do our events. We'll have a fully licensed group of supervisors for bag searches before people enter the gardens, and also we employ through the same company car parking marshals, stewards and attendants to help and support people on the way to early events.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contract that we hold with the company and for the next 3 years.
Thank you. And also, you know, will children under the age of like 16, will they have to be accompanied by an adult?
Yeah, everyone under the age of 16 has to be accompanied by an adult. But also, we just wanted to flag as well, in section 16, part B,
page
9,
yeah.
Right at the bottom of the page, at the top of the same, it refers to challenge 21.
Yeah.
We use challenge 25.
Thank you very much. Right, Councillor Pearson, Councillor Loughran, can I ask Councillor Loughran, have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
Yes, good morning. You say that you haven't had any complaints from this address since 2017. Now, you've specifically referred to a written complaint, but the complainant does actually say they have complained. Now, they may have complained by telephone, which
we've got no record.
You have no record.
Whatsoever.
And you do have a policy where you do record.
We have a process in place. As soon as someone comes in to make a complaint, it gets sent to a communal email. We've checked all of that. There is no reference to a complaint coming from that address.
And can I go on same.
Yeah,
your inference then is that it's the same person who is still living at that address. But you're inferring
aren't you? I believe so, yes.
So you believe that it's the same person, but it could be someone
it
who complained
be,
in 2017,
really,
and this is a new person who's complaining.
I think
the postcode would just show the road, wouldn't it? We're not talking about an individual postcode. I think the postcode would show Paddock Close, wouldn't it?
It showed Paddock Rise. So I'm probably putting the two together and maybe getting six.
Okay.
From that postcode, it's really, really small if you look at it. There's a really limited number of houses on there.
Yeah.
So it could be a different person, but in the same breath, if they're saying they've been and complained to us, I've got no record of them coming down to us, but they have objected to our licence application.
Yeah. Thank you. Can I also say to you, they do complain about congestion round about the area. Have you actually had any advice from the police, or have they ever come to speak to you about clearing the area, not just the entrance?
So we've looked with highways, we've looked with the police, we've looked at everything, and since we had the issues where we couldn't clear the car park a few years ago during the campfire fires,
yeah.
And it did take us a good couple of hours to clear the car park, it was complete chaos. Since then, we've implemented new systems within the gardens to get people out. We've got another exit that we can use. We've implemented that, sending people down the A34.
Right.
We can't control what highways do, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So if highways close two lanes on the roundabout and there's only three lanes, I can only get the traffic out into one lane instead of three lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't control what highways do, unfortunately. And over the past couple of months, they've been doing a lot of work around the lights at the main entrance.
Right.
So we've been down to one lane for weeks at a time, and we can't get the traffic out. And if we, because our roundabout, as you come out, we have three lanes when you get to the top
to send
people, but we've been restricted to one roundabout, even on weekends, and we've got busy weekends, and we get 7 days notice to say, we're doing this on the A34.
Yeah.
And it's fine, you can do the work because it helps us in the long run.
Yes.
But initially, the car park ends up going from this big to this big because we can't get them out. But unfortunately, we can't control that.
Councillor Pearce, have you got anything you'd like to
say? Yeah, say that the music finishes at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, it finishes at 10 o'clock on the summer concerts, and then for Trenton Live, the events field, the way we're looking at, finishes at 10:30.
Right. So, the licence for the music, is that until those times?
We've got the licence until midnight.
Till midnight,
yeah.
Right. That's
we don't use
that.
The licence to that extent.
Yeah.
We finish a lot earlier because of the people that live around us.
Mm. But as I understand it, isn't the Clinton Estate up for sale at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way it is run at the moment, with finishing the music at 10 or 10:30, could change under a new management?
No. No, because that's the way we run the concerts.
Yeah.
That's what we've set up, that's what we'll do. There's no reason with it.
Well,
regardless of who purchases us, that we, at the minute, yes, we are up for sale, but we're not sold.
I appreciate you're not sold at the moment. What I'm saying is, and you may say, well, they wouldn't change it, but they could change it. The new owner could say, we're going to continue the music till 12 o'clock. You've got the license to do it.
Yeah.
So that's just a question that
I wanted to establish
that issue.
There'd be no reason for us to do that, though.
Well,
with the way that we run
events.
I appreciate
what you're saying. All right. Thank you.
I think
that's probably it.
That's it. Thank you very much. Can I just ask how you manage underage child, do you know? Do you check identity?
We all run on Challenge 25.
You
all
do?
Just run Challenge 25 on everything.
Yeah.
In addition to that, if there are people that turn up to the check-in area, and we think that they are under the age of 16 as well, we also challenge that if they're not an adult.
Yeah.
So people haven't got free reference just to get in.
Yeah.
It's and
also I mentioned that we employ a security company to do this.
Yep. Yep.
What I will stress is that it's myself, Hannah, or John from the Trenton estate that are also there or a duty manager that's there that has the final say. So we are constantly working with security teams on that night and also making decisions as part of the estate and the music as well. So it's a good team effort that supports the community.
Right, thank you for that. And if this license is granted and that, would you then start doing the Xmas festivities that you've done in the past in the bonfire night?
No, because the license area that we're applying for doesn't cover Christmas lights or bonfire night, because that's held within the Italian gardens. And we're talking about the amphitheatre and the events field at the back. So it doesn't cover anything for bonfire or Christmas lights. We would look at that separately if that's something we wanted to do. But
right.
This isn't part of this license application.
Right. Thank you very much for that. Could those activities be transferred from another area though?
Yeah,
you're saying that just now or in the past you held those particular events in the Italian garden. But is it possible that you could transfer, resurrect those events?
As far as we're aware, we'd have to apply for a new license to do anything in the amphitheatre. The Italian gardens and the upper flower gardens. So we wouldn't be able to transfer the license between the two.
Right. But the event, Chair,
yeah.
I'm asking about the event you're talking about, the switch on of the lights and fireworks night.
That's not part of this lot. It's a totally different area. It's not part of this lot.
Yes, but I'm asking, can you transfer?
No,
these are events.
Well, we'd have to apply for a variation and we'd have to search through it again, but we don't have a plan to do that.
So, I think...
Just to clarify.
Okay. Where the lights are located and the bonfire, if we had a bonfire, I think what you're asking, we take that and put them into these licensable areas.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Because we couldn't hold a bonfire within that type of area, because it wouldn't be safe to do that. So as a health and safety manager, I'd be saying, no, you're not doing that anyway. And the Christmas the lights, we wouldn't transfer into this area, because it's entirely the wrong sort of area to put lights. So it wouldn't work in those areas.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. Would you like to summarise anything else that you want to say in that? You're quite happy with and you're quite happy, Councillor Pearce, and you're quite happy, Councillor Lambert, with the questions and everything. Yeah. I think, then we'll.
I'll ask you to just wait outside for a few minutes while they deliberate what they want to.
Thank you very much. Right, thank you very much, and thank you for your time and patience waiting outside till we. Deliberated. I'm pleased to say that the application has been granted, and for those reasons, I'd like Simon Turner, our legal service manager, to read the report out.
I've been typing away different varieties of what they might decide, but the application for variation is granted as applied for, as set out. Reasons, the committee considered the contents of the report, the representations made, and the evidence from each person. And they considered the statutory guidance and the council statement of licensing policy. The committee finds that although the local resident made a representation regarding loud music from the premises and noise from guests leaving the events, the resident gave no further supporting evidence or detailed information about these issues, so the details were limited to the wording contained in the agenda. The committee notes that the council's environmental health department raised no concerns regarding noise nuisance from the premises. And they also noted that the applicant had received no complaints from residents of the relevant postcode regarding noise since 2017. The committee considered the assurances that the applicant gave regarding finishing music events earlier than on the licence, staff training and ensuring efficient exiting of visitor vehicles from the car parks after events. The committee also noted that in the event of noise nuisance arising from licensable activities, an application could be made in the future for a review of the premises licence, and further conditions could possibly be attached to the premises license. The local resident who made representations referred to other matters that concerned him, for example, traffic congestion and vehicle pollution, but these matters do not impact on the licensing objectives and they are outside of the Licensing Act 2003. The premises license variation was therefore granted as above on the basis that the licensing objectives are promoted satisfactorily.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
That will be on the decision notice that comes out, and it'll be in the minutes of the meeting as well, so don't worry if you didn't find it down.
Yeah, I tried, but I mean, it's all really great.
So it's gone.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you.